to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant, in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week as we have this record-listening punk rock party down here in the basement. This week's show is a little different. I thank you for bearing with me while we were gone last week, and while we return this week with a little bit different show. You'll have to forgive me, I've had a lot of coffee this morning, and I'm currently sipping on a lovely 8-ounce Dublin Dr. Pepper. That's right, from Dublin, Texas, those lovely 8-ounce bottles of Dr. Pepper made with real cane sugar. They're not sponsoring me, a friend of mine had his relatives bring some up. His in-laws brought some up for Thanksgiving, and I got a couple six-packs, and it's kind of all right. Anyhow, we're having issues with the turntable down here in the basement, and so the show is not from vinyl this week, but it is a lot of stuff that I wouldn't otherwise play, because I either don't own it on vinyl, or owning it on vinyl would be prohibitively expensive, or so on and so forth. So, the show is going to sound a little cleaner this week. It's going to be very loud, too. I decided that if I'm going to play some stuff I don't get to play, I'm going to play some different stuff. So we're going to get started with the set. This is a band I had recommended to me on the Pop Punk message board as being one of the best hardcore albums of the year. And having now listened to it several times over and over again, I think it's on its third pressing, if not its fourth, on vinyl, from Discos Huelgas in California. It is a band called Punch, and their album Push Pull is definitely on my top 10 releases this year. And from that album, this is Punch with Let Me Forget.
Thank you.
from their self-titled album on Strength in Numbers Records. That is Zombie Dogs with Psycho Gyno. Before that, Rise Above by Black Flag. And we started it off with Punch doing Let Me Forget off of Push Pull. Zombie Dogs, band out of Brooklyn, New York. I got their promo in my account at The Pitch, and it kicks ass. Limited pressing on vinyl of 350. Hand screen covers, everything. It's only like 17 minutes long, so I imagine it's even mastered at 45 RPM as well. So it's probably going to sound really good. It came out back at the beginning of October. They still have copies left. You can find that at strengthin123.com. That's strengthin123.com. And that is the first release on the all-female ran label. So, coming up next, some local stuff. This album isn't even out on vinyl, so it's very nice to be able to get to play it. It is made up of former members of the Esoteric and so on and so forth, and they play fantastic thrash metal from Kansas City and off of their new album, Wolves at War's End. This is Hammerlord with Demon Fever. We'll be right back.
not the blood you spill that gets you what you want. It's the blood you share, your family, your friendships, your community. These are the most valuable things a man can have.
While Hatebreed may have turned into sort of a bro core band as of late, that first release they put out on Victory, Satisfaction is the Death of Desire, is still, I think, a hardcore classic. Yeah, a lot of the songs are about that, you know, stabbed in the back, you traitor, blah, blah, blah. But if it's ever going to be done, it should be done well, and they certainly did it, especially with that track before Dishonor. My brother, I believe, is getting that intro tattooed on his leg. Before that, from their album Scratch the Surface, it was Sick of It All with Step Down. If you've never seen the video, I highly recommend going to YouTube right now and searching it up. It's the classic hardcore dance video. It will make you laugh, and it is awesome. And we started that off with Hammerlord doing Demon Fever off of Wolves at War's End. I believe they have shot a video for a track off of that, the Tombstone Piledriver video. I don't know when it's going to come out. I hope soon, because I have an idea for the pitch. It's a list of songs about professional wrestling, and Tombstone Piledriver fits right in there. Alright, so back into the music. This is the title track to Bad Brains' classic album, Eye Against Eye. We'll be right back.
you're in a team and everybody's always on it just to suit yourself. But the fact of the matter, this is a stone dead. Never stand I open hand to anyone else. So tell me your why, this is after the line. Trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact of my mind, this is a stone here. To comprehend or overstand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go get tired.
You are born in a life of pain.
from their release of a couple years ago, The Art of Partying, that was Municipal Waste with Headbanger Face Rip. The video for Headbanger Face Rip was done by none other than Trauma Films. I think it fits in quite well with the whole thrash metal aesthetic. Before that, Agnostic Front with Do or Die. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. This may sound bad, but I think Something's Gotta Give is probably about the only Agnostic Front album you really need to own. I mean, those earlier tracks are, you know, justifiably well-regarded in the canon, but the recording quality is so bad. It's a damn shame that, I mean, I understand that there is, you know, there's a bit of happy nostalgia and the rawness and some of the early punk and hardcore recordings, but in some cases it really detracts from the music when it sounds like it was recorded in when it was recorded in a goddamn tin can. Look at the Misfits. I mean, you take a lot of that early stuff and then you hear the re-recordings that are on Static Age, or where they were able to get into a real studio with real money, and you understand a lot of these bands probably could have done much better for themselves. I know that's not punk to say that, but goddammit, sometimes shitty recordings are just shitty recordings. But before Agnostic Front, we had Bad Brains doing Eye Against Eye. I had to put the intro before that. It just makes it... Oh, I love the way those flow together. It's a fantastic start. It's one of my favorite opening sections on any album. Alright, Iron Age from Texas is one of those bands that doesn't tour a lot, and I don't think this album got quite as much press as I really would have liked. I mean, it got covered on Brooklyn Vegan and stuff like that, but I don't think it got enough notice in the punk community when it came out last year. But I think The Sleeping Eye was a fantastic record, as was this cut, the second track, Dispossessed. Okay.
We'll be right back.
off of Very Proud of You. That was AFI with Wake Up Call, a song that appeared on a billion comps in the late 90s, and man, I miss that AFI. I know this is going to sound nostalgic, which is ironically in direct opposition to everything I just said in that last back announce, but man, AFI as a hardcore band is so much better than them as this sort of pseudo-goth metal band. I mean, god damn it, AFI was one. I saw them play a show at the Bottleneck in winter of 1997, 98, maybe? They were supposed to play with Ensign, and Ensign canceled. They had a habit. Ensign was supposed to play a show later, right around that time, with the Deftones and Limp Bizkit, and they had to cancel that show, too. They had a lot of van problems. I never actually got to see Ensign. Anyhow, so AFI ended up, rather than just, you know, refunding money or everything, they played pretty much everything they knew how to play. They did an encore where they invited some kid up on stage, and he sang Crazy by Guns N' Roses while they backed him up. It's one of the most fun shows I've ever seen in my life. It was really cool. And they're never going to do that again. There was maybe like 30 kids there. Anyhow, Wake Up Call. Damn good song. Before that, Murphy's Law did Attack of the Killer Bears. And we started off with Iron Age doing Dispossessed off of The Sleeping Eye. Okay, last set. We're going to play some, I don't know, technical hardcore, post-hardcore, I don't know what to call it. It's loud, it's heavy, it's got some weird time signatures, and it's probably as much influenced by jazz as anything else. From their wonderful, wonderful comeback album, Ox, that, oh man, it's a damn shame that, once again, an album that didn't get as much recognition as it should have last year. This, I think, is the best track off of it. They played it live when I saw them at the Bottleneck earlier this year, and it kicked ass. This is Coalesce with In My Wake, For My Own. Right, 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 so why not just refused. Oh, there's going to be a reunion show at some point, and it's going to rule, and it's going to blow kids' minds, and it'll probably annoy a lot of older people like myself, because it won't be as good. I think Refused actually did play Lawrence, Kansas, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They played a show at the Replay Lounge years upon years ago, and I'm sure a lot more people will claim to have been there than actually saw it, but that was Refused with Deadly Rhythm. Before that, Typecast Modulator by Snapcase. Oh, I love that song. I'm not a huge Snapcase fan, but Designs for Automotion, definitely a fantastic record. Remember when Victory used to put out good albums that didn't sound all alike? Stuff like Snapcase. Anyhow, enough. I've been bitchy today, and I apologize. I got plenty of sleep last night, and I'm highly caffeinated. I think I just need a shower and maybe to get the hell out of the house. Possibly. And before that was Coalesce with In My Wake For My Own off of last year's Ox. I highly recommend Dr. Pepper in glass bottles. It really does not taste any better than that. Enough plugging. Thanks for listening. As a reminder, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, at NuthousePunks. So that's it. I hope next week to be back with a slightly more functional turntable and a little bit more time to deal with it. And because I've got a stack of vinyl sitting right behind me, all ready to go. I went through a lot of it. I went through like all my vinyl and pulled out stuff that I've never played on the show and listened to it, and I had a really good playlist set up, but I didn't want to run the risk of like screwing up records and or needle and or turntable. So I'm going to work on it, and hopefully we'll be back next week with the scratchy, annoying program you've all come to love. Thanks for listening. Until next week.